Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, we appreciate you checking us out. However you may be doing so, AM 950, 95.7 FM, or ESPN Rochester on the free-to-download-radio.com app. I am Mike Danger. Over there, that's Gene Battaglia.
You know, in any other year, when we have a guest, we love people coming into the sports bar. That's kind of the theme of the show, but we got to play under new rules here. And Seth Apper is back in town today doing a little media tour. And unfortunately, Seth, would have loved to meet you face-to-face. We're going to have to wait another time. Seth Apper joining us here on the phone. Seth, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I agree. It would have been way better in person, but this will have to do for now.
So what's life been like, Seth, since being named Amherst head coach? Walk us through the last few weeks of your life and what you've been adjusting to.
Yeah, I mean, it's been busy, and then also with a little bit of waiting around, right, with the uncertainty of the starting dates and things. But I think the first few weeks were certainly busy with putting a coaching staff together, hiring two assistant coaches. Spending some time here getting to know, you know, my support staff, with our strength coach or a trainer, equipment manager, things like that, reaching out to all the players, and then spending a lot of time, you know, on Zooms or on the phone with, Kevin Adams and Ralph Krueger and then the scouting staff of Buffalo, because, you know, certainly have a pretty good knowledge of this draft class, considering where I'm coming from last year.
Yeah, we'll get to you about that in a second here. But you mentioned the coaching staff, a couple additions, Adam Mayer, Mike Weber. These are names we're familiar with here in Rochester. Your thoughts on the new hires that you made, Seth?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I am so excited for myself, but for especially for our young men, our players, our prospects, to have two mentors and role models like Mike and Adam. Hiring them at zero, absolutely zero, to do with the fact that they were part of the Sabres and they've played there. When I went in, I was looking for young, hungry, energetic guys that had a passion for teaching and development, that had played pro, and most likely in the NHL, because that's something I haven't, and that experience is going to help me. But also guys that made it the hard way. You know, like, I have a lot of experience dealing with, from being at USA, at dealing with high-level talent and getting high-level talent to work harder, have better habits, to become National Hockey League players. But to have another big piece of our responsibility isn't just skill development. It's going to be role development and getting guys ready to make it to the NHL. First and second liners here might need to be fourth liners in the National Hockey League. And so what better way to teach them than to have guys like Mike and Adam, who had to do that in their own careers to make it, be mentors and role models for them.
Seth, maybe not as much of an Amherst question, but it is an organizational question, because we did see Kevin Adams make his first NHL trade a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week? Where Eric Staal got traded to Buffalo from Minnesota. And the reason why I bring it up is, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to what Staal's role could be with the Sabres and whether or not Dylan Cousins could be the kind of person that learns from a veteran like Staal potentially. Or I mean, and we, asking you a question that you can't answer because it's so early in this process. I mean, what do you know about Dylan Cousins and his prospects of potentially where he might potentially start the season next year when we do actually get back on the ice?
Well, certainly those are decisions above my pay grade, so I'll let Kevin and Ralph handle those things. But Dylan cannot play in Rochester this year because he's too young. So he would, if he does not make Buffalo, he'd have to be back in the Western Hockey League. So certainly he's not going to be with us for those reasons. I absolutely know that we have a great prospect, a great young player in Dylan. I think everybody was excited to see what Kevin did there and getting a fantastic second-line center for the Sabres.
Yeah, Seth, I'm going to ask you another question. It's just the three of us here. You know, nobody else is going to pick up on this. So you can tell us the truth here. Look, I mean, a timeline for a return to hockey. I mean, what are you hearing? Because I'm sure you've heard this story that the Sabres were in Montreal when the season came to the pause there, and we didn't see the Sabres. And had that game gone off that night and the Sabres gotten the 2 points, they would have found themselves in the return to play. So that's how close it was. And we've been waiting since that day in March, not just for the Sabres, but obviously for the Amerks. What are you hearing? Like, is there going to – let's start with the development camp. Anything on the horizon as far as getting the guys back here to get some work in?
Yeah, no, I mean, the funny thing is we're not hearing a ton, and that's really, you know, from the league. I think right now the, unfortunately, we shouldn't have news for them, but I think the NHL's office's sole focus right now is on handing out the Stanley Cup, getting through the bubble without any hiccups. I mean, what a fantastic job they've done to be in two locations, to have zero positive tests, to have this level of hockey and excitement. And now now the league is, you know, within a week of handing out the Stanley Cup. So I think that after the Stanley Cup and after probably the draft, which is October 6th and 7th, I think we'll start to get more information from the league on when start dates might be. Right now we have to operate under that November 17 is NHL training camp. And then a couple weeks later we'll come to Rochester and we'll be starting. So that's what we're operating and preparing for, but we certainly understand that might not be realistic this year, but we're waiting for more information from the NHL, which will probably be more likely in the next 3 weeks than in the next week.
Seth Appert, Amerks head coach, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. So let's just say that everything kind of moves along this timeline that you just laid out for us in the NHL. I mean, the big thing that would stink for the Amerks here in this instance would be the lack of fans, the inability of fans to return to Blue Cross Arena. I mean, without fans, are you able to have an AHL season? I would guess that the answer is no. Or is it more of a, does the AHL have a plan of trying to cobble together, you know, some sort of a season or a bubble plan? I don't know what the move would be. I know that they probably wouldn't want to have to delay or cancel another season if they could avoid it, correct?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important that our prospects, not just ours, the other teams as well, get to have some type of a season. I mean, whether we can pull off a full season or it's a condensed season or whatever that is, I think that's, you know, I mean, these are critical development years for our young prospects. I think that the goal for everybody from the NHL right down through is that we do have a season and we do have a full season. But, you know, I know they're working on contingencies and all those different things. And at the end of the day, as a coach, I don't control those things, especially in pro hockey. We're waiting to hear on decisions. All I know is that our staff is going to be ready and prepared. That's all we can do. We're going to make sure we're spending enough time together, whether it's in Zoom or in person, to have our plan dialed in. I spent the last couple of days, like I said, with the support staff going through the arena, making changes that I want to make to our setup in the locker room and the weight and the place to shoot pucks and a shooting room, things like that. So all I know is I'm going to be as prepared as I can possibly be. So when they say it's time to go, that we're ready.
Yeah, Seth, I'll ask you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 being I don't even know this guy's name, to 10 being I've coached him for 10 years. It can't be a 10 here, obviously, but how familiar are you today with the personnel here that you could be working with, whether they're in Buffalo or Rochester or perhaps what was in Cincinnati last year?
Yeah, no, I'm starting to get very familiar. I think that I got a computer given to me one of the first days on the job with all the games from the Amerks last year, but also access to prospect games and American League games, NHL games. So I've done a ton of video work watching the Sabres so we can be as aligned with Ralph and their staff as possible in terms of style and identity. But then also watching Amherst games to get a feel. I don't want to have too much of a preconceived notion because I want to have players have a chance for a fresh slate. but you want to have a feel of who players are and what they bring, and then the prospects. And then I've coached against a lot of them. I've coached, you know, Matias Samuelson. I actually coached, but whether in college for some of the guys that are a little bit older, or internationally, you know, with guys like, you know, Pekka Luukkonen and Pekar, I coached against those guys in world championships and in real high pressure situations. And so I have a pretty good familiarity with a lot of the guys, and I like what we have. I think we have a really good young core of prospects that we got to help get better, and then we're in the process of looking to sign some veterans to mentor them.
Seth, when we had you on after the introductory, the introductory Zoom call, the question came up, the Amherst had a GM here the last few years, and you know, that is not your decision, but what are we hearing? Will there be somebody designated from the Sabre organization that will be working under Kevin that will have a watchful eye in that role here in Rochester? And if not, who directly do you report to? Is it Kevin or is it Ralph?
That's a good question. I think that those obviously are questions that are more for Kevin than for me. At the end of the day, right now, my interactions are real heavy with Kevin, with Ralph, his staff, Don Granato and Steve Smith, and then also with Jeremiah Crow and Jason Nightingale from the scouting department and analytics. So, what it'll be when the season starts, I don't know for sure. All I know is I'm comfortable with the people above me and around me, and as Kevin's trying to do, and then I'm trying to do with the people I put on my staff, we're just trying to put as many high-quality, high-character people as we can around each other who are good at their jobs. And the more people we get like that, like with Mike Weber and Adam Mayer, I think the more successful we'll be.
He's Amherst head coach Seth Appert joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Coach, you mentioned veterans and signing some veterans, to kind of mentor some of the prospects that you're going to be dealing with here in Rochester. Is the coach and is the guy that's going to be looking at this roster and coaching this roster, have you decided, and have you talked to Ralph and have you talked to Kevin about what that recipe looks like? Do you have an idea of the ratio of veterans to young prospects that we might be seeing here eventually in Rochester?
Yeah, I think we're getting there on that, certainly. It's a weird offseason, right, with the timing and free agency and all those things. But we're going to have enough of that to be not only to be a winning team, but also to be good examples to our younger prospects. I was in the locker room with the equipment manager, Andrew Stegos, today, and you go around, and last year there was 12 or 13 guys that you would consider, they might not have veteran status, but that were older players, right? On the team, although that can lead to good success on the ice, maybe it doesn't lead to as much ice time for some of the young prospects. I mean, we need, when you're talking about our young defensemen, we need Matias Samuelson and Oskari Laaksonen and Jacob Bryson and Will Borgen and Casey Fitzgerald and these guys. They need the opportunity to earn, not to be given, but to earn quality ice. Playing 12, 13 minutes a night isn't going to help develop them. NHL players. So I think we'll have, six, seven quality veterans that will not only help us win, but also mentor the guys. But we are going to try to clear some room for some of these, the Rasmus Asplunds, if he's here this year, and, and Andrew Ogilvie, if he's here this year, and guys like that to get more minutes. So the defensemen are in, those prospect defensemen are in closer to 20 minutes a night, and the forwards are in the high teens, so they can develop what they need to develop to become NHL players.
Seth, we got to ask you about the Stanley Cup final we saw so far. I mean, last night, everybody's talking about Stamkos returning. I look at it the other way. Dallas, what are you doing here? The giveaways, the bad line change. Seth, it's surprising that would happen in a cup final to this point. So as a coach, put yourself in that position, and you're Dallas, and these bad things happen. Do you drill your team down on that, or do you just kind of back off and say, these guys are professionals, they know that can't happen?
Yeah, I think you'd go more that way, especially Rick Bowness. I mean, he's coached more games in the National Hockey League than anybody ever. Now, a lot of them were as an assistant, but, I mean, you're talking about an unbelievably experienced coach that is certainly not going to get rattled because they're down two games to one. They also have a veteran team, right? And their team is real veteran laden. And so, you know, I would expect that they know what they did wrong. They know the mistakes they made. They'll probably make a few adjustments defensively and from a puck management perspective. But it doesn't feel like the type of time to really drill down on them. It's probably more the time to trust who they are and to know that they're going to respond, because they've been doing that all playoff long.
How do you see the rest of that series playing out, Seth?
It's hard to imagine Tampa not winning it. You know, Dallas has a great story with Rick Bowness chasing that cup, and with Hudobin, you know, be the backup on this magical run. But when you look at the depth of Tampa, and how strong their depth players are on top of their superstars. I mean, their superstars are playing like superstars. You know, Kucherov and Point and Hedman. Obviously, Stamkos comes back and gives them that lift emotionally. But when your superstars play like superstars, and then the role teams are delivering as good as Tampa's are, and then it's just also generally speaking the way you win a cup, right, is you go through adversity, you fail, you get further in the playoffs, you fail again. Tampa, you know, they've been to the conference finals for, I think, the last 6 years. And, you know, this is usually the recipe for finally getting over the hump. And it does feel like it's going to be Tampa time.
You know, John Cooper, he was in Syracuse not too long ago, the head coach of Tampa, Seth. I mean, I would imagine you have goals someday there, too, beyond Rochester.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I want to coach in the National Hockey League. Absolutely. John Cooper's a real good friend of mine. We've been friends for 20 years, back to the days that he was coaching Honey-Baked Midgets. So, you know, I got two good friends in their staff, Coop and then Derek Lalonde, their assistant coach, coached at Bull Fair State, where I was an alum, and then he coached at Denver. He actually replaced me at Denver when I left Denver as an assistant coach. So, Two real good friends. It'd be neat to see them certainly win the cup. For myself, yeah, do I want to coach in the NHL? Absolutely. But that's not my focus. My focus is on what we need to do for our players in Rochester to develop them into future NHL players, to make them better on a daily basis, to create a culture where hard work and competitiveness and daily choices of excellence are the standards. And then to deliver a winning product and chase down a Calder Cup for the fans in Rochester.
Seth Appert, Rochester Amherst head coach, here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Seth, it was great hearing your voice. Glad we got the chance to do this. Hopefully we get the chance to do it in person soon. And, man, let's talk again when we know a little bit more and have a little bit more clarity through this haze and fog of COVID that we're in right now.
That sounds good, guys. Great to be on. I appreciate the time and look forward to meeting you in person in the near future.
Sounds good. Seth Appert, head coach of the Rochester Americans. Appreciate your time today.
There you go. Seth Appert joining us here in the Sports Bar. We've got plenty of time coming up during happy hour. We'll get some reaction to that. We've got more Bills talk on the way next with Matt Perino covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard.
Okay, so like Milano, Edmonds, Zach Moss, is this a concern? He wasn't out there today? What about everybody else that was limited? We'll get the injury update from Matt Perino. Get his thoughts. See if we can get an early prediction from him, Bills-Rams.
All right, you're in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.